the free download. Just go to the Radio 3 website and follow the link to the podcast page.
In next week's essay, Furniture, a personal history of movable objects. Novelist Ian Sansom explores cupboards.
A cupboard has always been a good place to keep a secret.
Beds.
I believe that the best part of the day is that time spent lying in bed.
Tables.
One wonders if Marx had his own trusty desk in mind when writing in Capital about the peculiar, almost magical qualities of the table.
And chairs.
Chairs always imply people.
And starting on Monday night, the wardrobe.
And the wardrobe door opens onto a world where we can become both our true and our imagined selves.
The essay. Every weeknight at 10:45 here on BBC Radio 3.
It's 11 o'clock and time for World on 3 with Lopa Qatari.
Thanks, Jonathan. Well, we begin tonight's programme with some sultry desert blues. It's from none other than Northern Mali's Tuareg band, Tenarewen. This is Tumast Tincha.
See you.
A track from Tinariwen's latest album, Emar, their first to be recorded outside of their Saharan homeland, but still in a desert. In fact, Joshua Tree in California's Mojave Desert. And it's pretty bleak stuff, fueled by not being able to return home, the pain of exile. Poet Saul Williams opens that track, Tumas Tincha, in which the lyrics warn that peace that is imposed by force is bound to fail. Hello and welcome. I'm Lopa Kotari, and tonight on World on Three, I have one of the most beautiful voices from Cape Verde. She's Mayra Andrada, and she came in just a couple of weeks ago with her band to record a session for us. I've also got music from Rwanda, tonight's feature from our Commonwealth Connections series, plus Kiran Khan, one of Pakistan's first international female swimmers, shares her music inspiration with us. And I also have something I'm pretty chuffed about. I've got a song that brings Julie Andrews together with ABBA. Well, kind of. And I think you're going to love it. All that and more on World on Three tonight. Now, over the last few weeks, I have come across some really wonderful music from Hungary. Bands such as Buda Folk Band, Kerekes and Fokadelip. Here's another one to add to the list. Bes Odrom, fine Hungarian contemporary folk music. And just as Budapest has a bridge that joins the two parts of the city together, the bridge in this song, cleverly called Over the Water, is electro drum and bass.
se asoma alegre el sol sobre los campos del talar, junto a la vía van lolilleras, llevando como el caracol la casa cuesta y el azar. Van los gitanos todos los días, ellos no saben del dolor, y en cada boca hay un cantar, y a grito dicen sus alegrías, diferentes al amor y en el eterno trajinar. Ellos desechan melancolía cuando se asoma alegre el sol sobre los campos del talar. Van lolilleras todos los días, y al pasar se oye un peón entonar esta canción. Lincheras soy, corro al mundo y no sé a dónde voy. Lincheras soy, lo que gano lo gasto, lo doy. No sé llorar, ni en la vida deseo triunfar. No tengo norte, no tengo guía, para mí todo es igual.
Mexican soft swinging jazz from Patti de Foix and La Canción de la Entera from their album The Best Of, Lo Mejor de Patti de Foix. Capella Bruda come from the very heart of Poland in the region of Wieńczyca, and they're driven by their love of Polish folk traditions and a desire to keep these old tunes and poems from being totally lost. They also decided to keep the repertoire as true to its original form as possible. And this is a great example of just that. We'll be right back. Bhagyada Lakshmi Barama, an invitation to the goddess Lakshmi to bring prosperity into the home. It's from a really interesting music combo called Sunday Driver, English folk seasoned with classical Indian influences. And that song is from their album Flow that just came out this week. And if we've got time, I'm going to play another track from it a bit later on in the programme. You're listening to Lopa Kotari here on BBC Radio 3. My guest on tonight's programme is a woman whose voice is like the constant caress of the ocean waves, to quote Cape Verdean poet Vasco Perez. She is Mayra Andrada, and she came into the studio a couple of weeks ago when she was here to perform at Ronnie Scott's. The fact that both nights were sold out is testament to her growing fan base and reputation as a performer. She began our session in the studio with a song called Amin Creo Cheo.
Amin Creo Cheo, qual sempre sabe quem é. Amin tem fé. Esse caminho que é de meu cu de boi, Amin Creo Cheo, qual sempre sabe quem é. Amin tem fé. Esse caminho que é de meu cu de boi, de boi, tem sempre uma palavra, um carinho que tá fazendo milagre na dobraça. Vamos poder ser sempre esmo. Crê vive sem medo e com alma. Com alma. Amin Creo Cheo. Amin tem fé, crê ganha mundo junto.
The beautiful voice of Mayra Andrade, a voice that exudes romance and radiance. Mayra, it's an absolute delight to have you here in the studio with us. And what a great song to start with.
Amin Creucho. It means I love you in Cape Verdean Creole. And today I woke up with this song in my head. So
you're loving London. That's what it must mean.
Yeah, maybe.
Romance seems to be very much in the heart of your music. Is that something that you are very conscious of, or is it just you are intrinsically romantic?
I think I am, but I don't like to say that I am. this song is, this album is a lot about love. Almost all the songs say something about love. It can be the love that I feel through my mom or my nephews, my boyfriend or my country. But I'm a lot into love. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to talk to you later on about your new album, Lovely Difficult. But just going back to, in a sense, where it all began for you, you've travelled around quite a bit. You were born in Cuba, in Havana, and then spent quite a bit of your childhood in Cape Verde, is that right?
Yeah, till 6 years old. Then I've been to Senegal for 2 years. Then we moved to Angola for more 2 years. Then I went back to Cape Verde for 1 year and then 3 years in Germany. High school in Cape Verde for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then I left to France, where I live for 11 years now.
So when you talk about home, are you talking about France or are you talking about Cape Verde?
Cape Verde. I love Paris is a very interesting city. I moved there because I knew that it was a good place to start my career.
Yeah.
I've been very lucky in that place. I've met many interesting people and I had great opportunities. But home is Cape Verde, yeah.
But Paris is where you started your formal education as a musician and as a singer.
I don't know if it's the world, because I don't really have a very pedagogical relationship with music. It's very based in the instinct, but it's definitely where I signed my first contract and the moment when I started recording albums. It's a very different experience to be in the studio.
Yeah,
it's very different from being on stage.
It took you a long time to get into the studio.
Yeah,
didn't it? I mean, you've been singing for how many years? 5, 6 years
before I recorded my first album.
So what made you step into the studio for the first time? What was it that you were you looking for something? Were you looking for,
I was looking for what to say and how to say it, for during these 5, 6 years doing concerts. I was very young when I arrived in Paris. I was 17. I started making shows and I had many influences, so many directions would have been
possible. Yeah.
So I wanted to sing and to find my essence.
You're going to sing another song for us called Ilha de Santiago. Mm-hmm. Now, is Santiago your island?
Yes, it is.
In Cape Verde. Uh-huh. So this is your song about your real home then?
Yes. Well, my real home is all Cape Verde. We have 10 islands and we are already so small, so we feel Cape Verdeans. But then I come from Santiago Island, and this song is a song from Mario Lucio, which is the Minister of the Culture. But it's an old friend and it's a great artist. And he did this song as a tribute to important composers, musicians and popular singers from Santiago Island.
Lovely, Mayra. Well, here's Ilha de Santiago.
Yes.
De Santiago tem corpinho de algodão, saia de chita com cordão, par de brinco, roda pião. Ilha de Santiago tem corpinho de algodão, saia de chita com cordão, par de brinco, roda pião. Na Ilha de Santiago
Santiago. Tem um mano Mene, tem Cacá. Minha Nácia Gomes com Zezé. E o Raul lá de fundo, Rubeira da Barca. Na Ilha de Santiago. Tem um mano Mene, tem Cacá. Minha Nácia Gomes com Zezé. E o Raul lá de fundo, Rubeira da Barca. Ilha de Santiago. Tem corpinho de algodão. Saia de chita com cordão. Roda pião na Ilha de Santiago. Tem corpinho de algodão, saia de chita com cordão, par de brinco, roda pião na Ilha de Santiago. Tem gaitaninho, tem codê, marique com a nuna, unha vivinha lá de fundo, cural de bar. Na Ilha de Santiago, tem gaitaninho, tem codê.
The delightful Mayra Andrada and Ilha de Santiago, a song celebrating not only the archipelago of Cape Verde, but its myriad of singers and musicians. More from Mayra in about 40 minutes' time. And still to come, where ABBA meets the sound of music and of music from Milingo, Argentina's languid, gravel-voiced tangoista. This next song is Trek from Addis Part 1 from Boston's Debo Band. And Boston is not such an odd place to find the influence of Ethio Jazz, since its pioneer, Mulatu Astatke, studied at the city's premier music school, Berklee College of Music, back in the 60s. Debo Band is an 11-piece group headed by Ethiopian-American saxophonist Danny Mekonnen. And the track I'm going to play is on Beyond Addis, a compilation that has gathered some of the contemporary bands that have been influenced by the swinging jazz scene of 1970s Addis Ababa.
We'll be right back.
Côte d'Ivoire's Dobe Gnaore and Tania from her album Nadri, that's all about the unity of women and Africa. At the age of 12, Dobe begged her father to let her leave school and immerse herself in the artist commune that they were living in Abidjan. And the rest, as they say, is history. This weekend marks the 20th anniversary of the start of the Rwandan genocide. In those 20 years, the country has transformed itself into a thriving and prosperous place, and music has played its part in that transformation. This week's Commonwealth Connection brings you the story of Rwanda, as told through the music of the members of Gakondo Group, who regularly play at the Hotel des Mille Collines, well known around the world as the former UN hotel that became a refuge during the genocide. But we start the story with Sophie Nzayisenga. Her story, like many others in Rwanda, is one of suffering and loss caused by the conflict. She talks about how playing the inanga, a traditional stringed instrument, saw her through the worst of times and is part of the key to a brighter future.
My name is Sophia Nzayisenga. I live in Rwanda and I'm a professional player of the inanga.
Inanga?
The inanga is the most important traditional instrument of Rwanda. It has 12 strings with a body shaped like a small boat and it's played like a harp. Originally, it was used in the royal courts of the kings of Rwanda. Rwanda had a king for 1,000 years until 1961. This song is called Nyiranjeri. This was sung at the royal court during the reign of King Musinga, who began his reign in 1896. It was composed by Abagororangingo, and it talks about the king's triumphs and achievements, and it also praises the queen mother. At the royal court, the musicians played the inanga in the evenings when the king wanted to relax and go to sleep. It made him feel safe and secure, and the inanga was played to entertain the whole court. It was also played in towns and villages when people gathered for a party, when people would dance and have a joyful night.
A akenshi ndirimbo ndirimba zimwe n'indirimbo zahimbwe na papa wanjye umbyara.
Most of the songs I sing are from the old times. My father started singing during the reign of King Musinga and I learned from him. I like to sing the songs of the old court composers and some of the songs date back 500 years. But I am writing new songs now. It's important to carry on the traditions for our time.
Urwanda rwacu ni igihugu cyiza, ni igihugu cy'imisozi igihumbi.
Rwanda is a beautiful country. They say Kigali is the city of 1,000 hills. We have beautiful lakes, lush countryside, and the people have a rich joie de vivre. They love life, they love to sing. People are warm, they share joy and pain too. Yes, Rwanda is a beautiful country. But the unthinkable happened in 1994. I lost brothers and sisters in the genocide, close friends too. Families were broken up, some fled, some stayed. Pretty much every Rwandan family was hurt. Luckily, we have a peaceful country now. And it looks like we are on the right path. Now, we don't think about tribes. All are Rwandans.
Icyo gihe mu mwaka w'1994 nari mfite imyaka 15. Ndibuka.
In 1994, I was 15 years old. I had passed my school exams, so my dad said he would take me on a trip from our village to see Kigali. We were staying at my elder brother's house in Kigali, and that's when we heard that the then president's plane had been shot down. That started everything off. This was the first time I had ever heard gunshots. I saw so much. I saw people being killed right in front of the house. I saw women being raped. We realized we had to try and escape from the city. But then someone threw a bomb into our courtyard and many people were killed. I got separated from my brother, but my dad took hold of my hand and we ran. We got out of the city and began the long, horrible journey back to our village. We thought we'd be safe there. We walked for a whole week before we reached the village. And when we arrived there, it was all gone. Our house was burned to the ground, our family was gone. So many killed. So my dad and I went into hiding in the bush, and we just stayed there until finally the country was liberated by the Patriotic Front. That's why some of us still carry the wounds today. But the fight now is not with each other. We are fighting together to be self-reliant, to be united.
Kuri namangu tuye kumana y'urunga bage
umuziki nge nawe itumuganga ukomeye ku mitima y'abantu.
I think music is the best healer for wounded souls. Music can take people from the deep hole of sorrow and bring them back to light. Traditionally in Rwanda, we have songs to soothe the soul. We have songs to put babies to sleep. We have music for people to get up and dance for joy. So naturally, in Rwandan traditional music, already music had that role of healing. I do have a big hope for a better tomorrow. There is a saying in Rwanda which says, if you know where you've just come from, then you will know where you're going. So if we don't forget the past, what's brought us to where we are today, then we can have great hope that we are going towards a better future.
Nyakabiri nacuranze n'indirimbo nise Nyambo. Inyambo akaba ari nk'umwe mu mitwe y'inka z'inyarwanda.
This last song is called Inyambo. I wrote it myself last year, and the Inyambo is the longhorn cow that used to be kept at court, and it was revered as a symbol of the nation. I love cow herding myself, and I talk about what the cow symbolizes, the beauty and nobility of Rwanda. And I said that people should come from all over the world to admire Rwanda, and to see that now we have once more found the joy to live.
My name is Masamba Inore. I'm an artist, Rwandan artist, musician. I'm a founder of Gakondo Group. Nyirabisabo ni indirimbo y'urukundo, indirimbo ivuga ukuntu.
Nyirasabo is a love song. It talks about a young man who falls in love with a woman and wants her to marry him. She wasn't paying him any attention though, and in desperation, he even went to a fortune teller to see if she could help, using tarot cards and everything. In the end, he just went to her and pulled out his heart, said how he really felt, and that way he finally won the lady's hand. This is an old song, a really ancient one. Yeah.
So my name is Eric. The artist name is Eric Soul. The Rwandan birth name is Karengera Kirenga Eric. I'm back into my country since 2011. I spent 17 years in the UK working in the, you know, at the forefront of the music club scene as a DJ, and I decided to come back to Rwanda to try to participate to that new African Renaissance through music. So, and Rwanda has a lot of things to say, a lot of stories to tell. So I thought it was a good time to come back to my country. Gakondo is something that's very exciting, actually. You know, it captured the essence of the music that was produced in the royal traditional court of a kingdom of Rwanda at the time. So it's like it's a culture that's dated like 3 or 4 centuries back. It's a very rich and very deep cultural heritage. And Gakondo today, when you talk about Gakondo group, is a collective of young traditional young talent from Rwanda who have decided that Rwandan culture was a little bit endangered. It was kind of disappearing because pop music, because global culture. 2 years ago, people in Rwanda were not really interested into traditional music. They thought it was old. They thought it was irrelevant. They thought it was boring. They thought it was the music of their parents. Gakondo came to revive all that. So now that the group is performing weekly, in and out, every Friday at Milcolin, one of the most popular hotspot of the city, world famous hotel. So it's really like a new renaissance of the traditional culture of Rwanda that's happening right now. So it's very exciting.
Many people know about the Milcolin because of the film Hotel Rwanda. We are proud to go there and showcase traditional Rwandan culture to the guests from around the world. My family fled from Rwanda before I was born, and we lived in Burundi as refugees. In 1990, the Rwandan Patriotic Front began to mobilize, and I got the call to help the other young boys and girls on the front line who were trying to liberate this country. So I answered the call, and because I was a musician, they got me to help the struggle with fundraising by giving concerts and raising morale by singing to the frontline troops. Music is one of the foundations on which our victory was made. Music played a big role in the liberation. Music can lift soldiers' morale. It can soothe the pain too.
'94 was the final act of a phenomenon that was happening since the 60s. So when I was born in around the 70s, my parents already felt the threat of, you know, being who we are. going to the country, you know, there was an apartheid system. There was like, you know, reduction of opportunities for people, you know, people of my kind. So we left the country already. So 94 was like something that we kind of like expected to come. You know, to, you know, we all felt somehow that, you know, one day the sky is going to fall onto our head. And when the genocide happened, my close family, daddy, mommy, brother and sisters, were in Belgium. We were very safe. Over here, obviously, it's not the same. You know, they were confronted. You know, we lost many members of the family. But where I was, me personally, with my close family, we were very safe. And we participated into the effort by, you know, through culture, doing shows and presenting them to big audiences and tell a little bit about those stories. But, you know, I wasn't under threat.
Bavandimwe n'inshuti mugurure baraje mugurure baraje dore gakondo yanyu mugurure yaje mugurure baraje dore abashitsi beza mugurure baraje mugurure baraje abana bacu batweretse ibirori ni mukimbagi ababyeyi babarore iyo bategarugori baravuze impundu abagabo nabo
Traditional music is who we are. Is what encapsulates everything about our DNA, about who we are, how we express ourselves. The stories of the past are being transmitted through songs, through the lyrics, through claiming of big exploit of like former warriors of big men, and that movement, you know, it needed the right time to start shining, and today is the right time. It wouldn't have worked that well 5 years ago. And people were not even interested what was going on in Rwanda musically 5 years ago. They were more interested about Kagame, conflict, genocide, you know, those kind of things. So it's now that, you know, the narrative has been like pushed onto people so much time. People are just wondering, what else, apart from Kagame, the genocide and all those kind of things, what is it in Rwanda? How are you people? How do you dress? How do you express yourself? What is your music? You know, what are you like? How do you, you know, what is the root of your culture? And in Rwanda here, we're calling 20 years of celebration. We don't celebrate the genocide. We celebrate the liberation of the country. And even in the higher level of the leadership now, they start looking at culture. It's now that it's happening.
Gakondo Group and the uplifting and healing powers of music, helping Rwanda to redefine itself and playing its part in the country's renaissance. On the Radio 3 website, you can download podcasts of all the 9 episodes of Commonwealth Connections that we've aired so far and read some of the blogs from the producers who've gathered those musical stories, such as Roger Short, who writes about lovely evening strolls on the streets of Rwanda's capital, Kigali, and its president, who uses music to fend off agitating neighbours. And I'm telling you, put aside more than just a few minutes, because once you start clicking on the many links, you will lose yourself in all the amazing clips and archives that are on the website. And still to come tonight, as part of that series, is what we call the Heritage Track, where a sporting hero or dignitary shares with us a specific piece of music that's become part of who they are. And tonight we've got Pakistani swimmer Kiran Khan, who tells us about the difficulties of pursuing her chosen sport in a Muslim country and the music that lifts her up. Well, that's the Heritage Track coming on the programme in about 25 minutes' time. And so to the moment in the programme where I can reveal how iconic group ABBA and the iconic film The Sound of Music are connected. Well, it's from this album, Dream a Little Dream. 4 of the great-grandchildren of Captain and Maria von Trapp, played by Christopher Plummer and Julie Andrews in the film, had got together to record some songs to cheer up their grandfather, portrayed as Kurt in the movie, who'd suffered a stroke. Well, it inspired them to continue their family's singing legacy, and they ended up touring the world and recording this album with Pink Martini. Interestingly, it also took them to Commonwealth member nation Rwanda, where they taught music at an orphanage. Well, one of the songs on the album is Fernando, an ABBA classic, and they really have given it a twist. They've added some great traditional Brazilian drummers, the Lions of Batucada, into the mix. And in case you're wondering, they are actually singing the original Swedish lyrics. Here it is, Pink Martini and the Von Trapps with Fernando. Enjoy.
Varför ser jag du Fernando? Varför klingar din gitarr i mor? Vad är det som står på? Är det kärleken Fernando? Har han lämnat dig din stora, stora kärlek? Är det så? Den som älskat och förlorat vet ett sant kan ändå hända då och då. Sorgen kan vara tung att bära, men ett vädret svikar är någonting man måste lära sig. Du har också miss min själ. Vem är du som tror att detta kunde drabba bara dig? Hade några glada sanger kvar så spela, spela, spela dem för mig.
kamze ma munu ya mami bribi ma minzi. Sa kamze ma munu ya mami bribi ma minzi. Sa kamze ma munu ya mami bribi ma minzi munu ye. Sa kamze ma munu ya mami bribi ma minza.
Big house. If you have money, you go.
Poor Man's Tale from Londoners Yabba Funk, a group whose music is deeply rooted in Africa, a classic combination of social politics, Afrobeat, highlife and funk. Back now to my guest in session tonight, Mayra Andrada, who came into Broadcasting House when she was in London for her two-day residency at the world-famous Ronnie Scott's Club in the heart of London. Before we got down to chatting more about her music and her latest album, she sang a pretty upbeat song about heartbreak.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, we used to call it love. I think we could call it modern day pop morna. What do you think, Myra?
Good, good. I haven't thought about that. It's a great idea.
Quite an upbeat heartbreak song.
We better do it like that.
Yeah. Which kind of brings me to your album, Lovely Difficult. Is that what it's all about? It's lovely, but it's difficult?
My ex-boyfriend used to say that I was a lovely woman, but a very difficult woman. So he used to call me Lovely Difficult. And because I recorded this album in Brighton, here in the UK, everyone says lovely all the time to everything. What is lovely for us? You know, when you come from Paris, in Paris, nobody says lovely to anything. So it reminds me the fact that this album was born in the UK, but also it's a nickname, and it's in that sense, it's very personal. So we thought that would be a good name.
You say that with every album you've done, this is the third studio album, that the songs become more and more personal to you. What do you mean by that?
I mean that in the beginning, I used to write songs about other people, other stories. And now I started a little bit in the second album, Storia Storia, writing some songs that were more intimate, more personal, and in this one it's just completely you know,
it's you,
it's me, my family, my thoughts, my feelings.
The album is, I mean, whether you want to use the word pop or whatever, but it's definitely a more contemporary sound. Obviously it draws from your roots in Cape Verde and your influences in Paris and stuff, but singing especially in English, has that been a conscious decision to make it, in a sense, that much more accessible?
This album is a result of 11 years spent in Paris. And in Paris, I have friends who are French, but also Israeli, Italian, English, American, you know. So all the songs in this album come from people that I know that are friends or I've worked with. For example, 96 Days is a song from Hugh Coltman. He's from the UK. Build It Up is from Crystal Warren. She's an amazing American singer.
She's lovely, isn't she?
And Hugh introduced me to Crystal a few years ago. I wanted to give a space to all these encounters in my music. Because then you go always to Cape Verde to find the songs. Then what about these 11 years? I was conscious that I needed to open my sound and my aesthetic, because when you are a world music artist, people wait from you a very precise sonority, aesthetic. They want you to talk about certain things, and, you know, it became too small for me. It's very important for me to defend the freedom, creativity, you know, I don't know how to say
that. It was too confined, and really, you know, you want to be able to have the liberty to say and do what you
and I'm feeling more young now. And I want to, this modern sound and this pop aesthetic, it's a kind of refreshment for me.
So this last song you're going to sing for us is Tempo Qui Bai. Tell me a little bit about it.
Tempo Qui Bai is the first song I did for this album, and it means time gone by. It's a kind of tribute to the time that we can never stop. I say that there is more time than life, and more time than history, because our life is small next to history, but history is nothing next to time. One day, I don't know, this planet will not exist anymore, but time will keep going on. So I say, before you take me, give freedom to my, an eternal life to my voice, you know. Also a tribute to singers that passed away, people that I loved, and today you put the CD and you can hear them. This is one of the very personal songs.
Myra, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here in the studio.
Thank you for having me here.
vai deixando ali saqueiro tá jovial cuga na volta tempo de meninés saudade na jardininha memória tempo que vai carrega leva tanto alguém que não há mostrar uma mundo é mais tempo que está mostrar uma tempo é mais teu que vira tempo ali e as medo silêncio dia e noite e a leva juventude nos quentes grande matando dançara quase tudo do tempo ali e a força que o sonho de paz e sangue mas antes um alpire tempo pra deixa bem livre melodia de
Mayra Andrada and Tempo Que Vai, a song all about time, history and music. Next week, it's the turn of the Misha McPherson Trio, winners of this year's BBC Radio 2 Young Folk Award, to entertain you. And they're going to be in the studio live in Glasgow with Marianne Kennedy, who will be in the World on 3 driving seat. Swimming, especially for women, is not a sport that you would ordinarily associate with a strongly Muslim country. Well, Kiran Khan is one woman who's breaking the mould and leading the way. And she brings you this week's heritage track.
I'm Kiran Khan and I represent Pakistan and my respective sports is swimming. And I've been swimming for 13 long years and I'm training for the Classical Commonwealth Games. The song that I chose is the one of the most famous song of Pakistan, and it's one of the most famous song of Asia as well. It's called Jazba Janoon Tu Himmat Na Haar by Ali Azmat. It's the band called is Janoon. The meaning of this song is rise above your passion. It's all about there's no limit to success, and you will have it once you work hard for it. It's all about, you know, giving positive energy to the youth, to the athletes, to yourself as well. Being a professional swimmer, it's really tough because I belong to a country which is Muslim. And being a Muslim, you know, there is lots of stuff comes around me that I have to be in a parda. I have to, you know, look forward to some things that I cannot expose myself to. I have been always supported by my family, especially my father. He wanted me to become a swimmer for international class. He himself is a world master gold medalist. He supports women a lot. He made my mom a doctor as well. So he wanted me to, especially when I was born, he just said that I want my daughter to live free and achieve whatever she can. She has only one life to live, and I want her to, you know, fulfill all her dreams and become someone people can look up to and women can look up to, and, you know, say, and if she can become something, if so, we can be. In Pakistan, usually after 18 or even the girl turns 20, parents really, you know, want her to get married or settle down or maybe start a job. They don't really come towards sports, but nowadays when they see me coming for these events and winning medals, they really want their daughters to be in sports, not in swimming, but other sports as well. They do support them, but at the same time, they are also worried about the society we live in. When people start talking, their priorities change and, you know, things becomes difficult for them. I am a role model because I go to universities, I go to college, I am a motivational speaker as well. It's a tough job being a role model because you have to maintain a certain level of your respect. Everything really counts and it matters to me as well, so I want to give the best of me in a very nice way. What keeps me going is the love of the people who support me throughout my hard times and throughout who wants to see me representing Pakistan. It's their love that keeps me going.
This week's Heritage Track, produced by Serena Field, bringing you the story of Pakistan's Olympic swimmer, Kiran Khan, who you can cheer on at the Commonwealth Games this summer in Glasgow. Next week, we're nearly halfway through our countdown to the Commonwealth Games. Part 10 of Commonwealth Connections features the Kingdom of Tonga, 176 islands in the southern Pacific Ocean that have been inhabited for over 3,000 years, and a nation whose sporting prowess includes rugby league, boxing and, of course, swimming. It's one of those places I've always wanted to visit. And the Heritage Track is from the Maldives, the place where I first learnt to scuba dive and spent many blissful holidays underwater. I can't wait to hear from these two great ocean nations.
If you go to bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3, you can not only download the Commonwealth Connection series so far as a podcast, but also view some wonderful pictures of the sporting heroes we've already heard from and view video footage of some of the great musicians who've been part of the series. And also while you're there, click onto tonight's playlist. It's got details of all the music that I'm playing tonight. As in many cultures, dance is a central part of celebrating weddings and social gatherings, and Azerbaijan is no different. Rhythms of Azerbaijan Dances is an album that explores some of that tradition, and this is one of them. Inabi, a wedding melody that the Azerbaijanis say make their bones cry out for a dance. Thank you.
17, después de vivir un siglo, es como descifrar signos sin ser sabio competente. Volver a ser de repente tan frágil como un segundo, volver a sentir profundo como un niño frente a Dios. Eso es lo que siento yo en este instante fecundo. Mi paso ha retrocedido cuando el de ustedes avanza. El arco de las alianzas ha penetrado en mi nido. Con todo su colorido se ha paseado por mis venas. Dura cadena que nos ata al destino, es como un diamante fino que alumbra mi alma serena. Se va enredando, enredando como en el mundo la hiedra, y va brotando, brotando como el musito en la piedra. Como el musguito en la piedra, y sí, sí, sí. Lo que puede el sentimiento, no lo ha podido el saber, ni el más claro proceder, ni el más ancho pensamiento. Todo lo cambia el momento, cual mago condescendiente nos aleja dulcemente de rencores y violencia. Solo el amor con su ciencia nos vuelve tan inocentes. El amor es torbellino de pureza original. Hasta el feroz animal susurra su dulce trino, retiene a los peregrinos, libera a los prisioneros. El amor con su cenero al viejo lo vuelve niño, y al malo solo el cariño lo vuelve puro y sincero. Se va enredando, enredando como en el mundo la hiedra,
y va brotando, brotando como el musguito en la piedra. Como el musguito en la piedra, y sí, sí, sí. Y mis años en 17 los convirtió el querubín. Se va enredando, enredando como en el muro la hiedra, y va brotando, brotando como el musguito en la piedra. Se va enredando, enredando como en el muro la hiedra, y va brotando, como el musguito en la piedra, como el musguito en la piedra, y sí, sí, sí.
Argentina's Melingo and a beautiful version of Volver a los 17, penned by the renowned Chilean composer Violeta Parra, that I first heard sung by the legendary Mercedes Sosa. And before that was another song from Sunday Driver, the title track of their album Flow. Well, Melingo is performing this Sunday at the Purcell Room at London's South Bank Centre as part of La Linea Festival. And on the 14th of April, La Linea is presenting an intimate portrait of Mercedes Sosa that will be showing at Brixton's Ritzy Picture House. And if you're in London this weekend, you might think of coming along to Stratford as Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park is reopening to the public. There are lots of events going on, one of which is a free music stage that I'll be hosting from 10 o'clock in the morning till 5 p.m. on both Saturday and Sunday. Come down and join me if you can for some great music and, weather notwithstanding, a great weekend out. And so to the last song of the evening. Before I play it, thank you for listening to me, Lopa Katari, here on World on 3. Next week, as I mentioned earlier, Marianne Kennedy will be hosting the programme. I'll be back in a fortnight on the 18th, where my guests are going to be the Cairo-based Nubian group Nuba Noor. I hope you can join me then. I'm going to play us out with a glorious piece of choral song from Tonga, one of the member nations of the Commonwealth and the country that we're featuring in Commonwealth Connections next week. It's a rare performance by the Lomipo Collection, a 30-strong ensemble who've essentially been entrusted with preserving this music that dates back to the 1800s. Till next time, good night. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. Time now for Through the Night.
I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night. A pair of second symphonies for you in these first 2 hours. Mahler's Resurrection Symphony, conducted by Maris Janssens at the 2013 Proms, is in 40 minutes, after we've heard Robert Schumann's second symphony. It's one of his few compositions from the year or two after his mental and physical breakdown in the autumn of 1844. He and Clara settled in Dresden, where he spent the next couple of years convalescing. Like the Spring Symphony, the Second Symphony begins with a trumpet call, but it's a quietly restrained one this time, in contrast to the cheerful confidence of the earlier work. Tamás Vasary conducts the Budapest Symphony Orchestra.